Well, it's time to catch up with the team at Community Care Tasmania, who regularly visit the West Coast. They've got clients down here, and they are available when they're down here to provide services to people who need them. So I've got Susan and Shaz on the line to have a chat this morning. G'day, ladies. Nice to hear from you again.
Hello, Skirbo.
Yeah, hi, Skirbo. Nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, since we last spoke, you've had some positive feedback in relation to that, which is great. Tell us about it.
From our last chat, Skirbo, within 30 minutes of our interview, the phone started calling, and we were receiving lots of inquiries, and I was able to visit those people that made the inquiries about a week later. Some of them were actually people I had been wondering about that had been on my mind that I actually knew down there, so that was really lovely to be able to catch up with them, and I was able to assist them navigate the My Aged Care system and answer some of their inquiries, support them with making calls to My Aged Care, and since then several of them have had assessments and services are in place already, which was lovely.
Yeah.
It's all about, you know, providing home care services, assisting people to remain living in their home.
Yeah, I know. I think it's fantastic that obviously people were listening, and the message was clear, and they were able to get hold of you straight away. I think that's fantastic. So look, I'm really happy for you too that you're able to get some more clients, I guess, and help people.
Yes,
you know what? One of the lovely things that I think Shaz talked about in our last interview, Skirbo, was that she wanted to have her ashes spread where
Montezuma. Oh.
At Montezuma Waterfall.
Okay.
My ashes to be spread. And after the interview, I said to Susan, oh, I shouldn't have said that. But since then, I've had three people make reference to that comment saying how much it resonated with them.
Oh, wow.
And my genuine care.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
How cute is that?
Yeah,
and I guess that is one of the strengths. I mean, apart from the fact that Community Care Tasmania is a locally owned, not-for-profit
yes.
home care service in the state, you know, that we do have this connection to areas, and Shaz, of course, is the case manager for our West Coast clients because she knows the area, you know, grew up in Rosebery, etc. And I just want to read a poem. Now,
okay.
I know it's a bit of a divergence, but this was actually written by clients on the West Coast who had moved there from the mainland, I think.
Yes, mainland.
A year ago or?
A couple of years ago.
Right, okay. So they wrote this poem and it's called Shining Shazza.
Okay, wow.
It's fantastic. Shining Shazza, wife of Grazza, wafted into town, offered superior assistance and help when we felt stressed and down. With hope of some compassion and care we have never encountered elsewhere. Lovely Shaz embraced our pain and suggested ways to live happily again. We ditched the home care shonks and spivs to deal with folk who understand where we live. Thanks, Shaz, you're a star, champion of the old, living in a mountain village where it's frigging freezing cold.
Oh, that's...
Wasn't that
lovely? That's lovely, and it's a good testimony for you as well, and lets the community know that you are very caring people.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
That's why I read it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love poetry anyway, and I think it's wonderful when people take the time to acknowledge or accept or, to acknowledge and recognise people's assistance and care. And,
yep.
You know, that's what we do strive to do. You know,
absolutely.
We strive to be an employer of choice. In fact, last year we did win the Employer Excellence in Aged Care Award. We do have over 260 people that we employ, and we provide services for over 2,000 clients. So, you know, we're a big little organisation.
Mm, absolutely. Now, so when are you on the West Coast next? I believe it's very soon.
I'll be down in Queenstown and then Rosebery. I haven't actually set my calendar with any real commitments just yet, but on the 9th and 10th of December, and if anybody would like me to pop in and see them, they can give me a call and I can make an appointment. So they can call me on 1-300-722-400.
Excellent. Thank you for that, Susan. Now, some happenings at the Burnie office as well.
Well, yes. Just I don't know whether we even talked about that last time.
I don't think so. No, I can't remember, actually.
No, I can't remember either. It was a while ago, and we have many conversations with many people about lots of things. But just as a refresher, you know, our head office is here in Launceston at 9 Broadland Drive, because we have always been a Launceston-based or Northern-based home care provider. I mean, that's how we started out. And we've been statewide now for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. Certainly on the northwest coast, we've had a presence there since 2006. So we actually do have an office on the northwest coast, which is at 1 Edward Street in South Burnie.
Uh-huh.
And Shaz was saying how wonderfully central it is.
Mm. Yes, it's located right opposite Harvey Norman and Spotlight. It's in the Priority 1 Aids and Equipment building. We have an office in there. It's right next to the podiatrist. There's parking at the rear, free parking, and it's very easy to get to and access. So, you know, good disabled access. There's also a terrific toilet there too, so if anybody ever is in Burnie at any time and they need to go to a toilet that's easy accessible and disability friendly, they can pop into our office at Priority 1 and even stick their head in the door and say hello to us as well.
Yeah.
However, there is a bit of a caveat to that, Gerbo, because we have case managers who are based on the northwest coast.
Yep.
But of course they're in and out of the office quite a bit because they are attending to clients and, and what have we. So I would recommend anyone planning to visit the office ring the 1300 number that Sharon Shaz just gave you, which was 1300-722-400, just to say, look, I'd love to pop in and talk to somebody, or or if you're going to go to the toilet, that could be a bit tricky.
Well, you know, they can still do that anyway.
Yeah, you can still do that anyway, because there's someone in the building, even if there's no one actually in our office at a given time.
You can say Shaz has said it's all right.
Fair enough. Look, it's lovely to catch up with you ladies as always. You're very cheery people, which helps with the clients, I'm sure. So, look, thank you for joining us today, and we'll catch up again probably in a month's time, I think, or maybe into the new year. Well, anyway, we'll catch you next time we talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good on you. There we go. That's Susan and Chaz joining us from Community Care Tasmania. They'll be back on the West Coast soon. 7XS, the West Coast feel-good station. American Authors coming up next.